This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to a Thursday. Feels like a Friday. A meat Friday on a Thursday. I said to Tyler, fire up the Traeger grills. Need to raise morale around here. Chimichurri smoked ribeyes today. Smashed cheesy baby potatoes today. That's smashed cheesy baby potatoes today. Yeah, Paul.
I don't necessarily know what that chimichurri sauce is they have at restaurants and we have sometimes that you put on steak, but I love it. I never ask any questions.
Yeah. I don't know how you make it. I just know that Tyler whips it up and the Traegers are fired up today. So are we. Come on in. Stay a while. Al Leiter from the Major League Baseball Network, who once threw a no-hitter, will join us coming up. John Smoltz, who was on the call last night as the Astros blanked the Phillies. A combined no-hitter as the series tied 2-2. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. This program brought to you by the great folks at M-Drive Boost and Burn. You can boost energy, supporting healthy testosterone with clinically tested ingredients. And just for my listeners, get your first 2 weeks of M-Drive Boost and Burn for only $5. Sign up at mdrivedan.com. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question. All of that on the way. We say good morning. Good morning if you're on Chat Row. Also, if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, download the Apple Watch for free. And our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, nearly 400 cities around America. So the World Series is the big news, and it's been entertaining, and we're here tied at 2 games apiece. The Phillies getting no hit last night, and is it just one game? Is that where, if you're the Phillies, you go, hey, doesn't matter what the score was, how many hits we had, we lost. Or if you're the Astros and you go, we shut them down. Nobody has shut the Phillies down. We did. And now you got Justin Verlander going tonight. But you got this incredible lineup with the Phillies and a combined no-hitter. Here's Kyle Schwarber of the Phillies after the loss.
Just to be part of this end of baseball history, just... how does it feel when you realize that this is just the second World Series? No, no.
Yeah, I really don't give a no, move on to tomorrow. It's cool. We'll be in the history books, I guess.
Christian Javier and three relievers deliver the first combined no-hitter in postseason history as the Astros won Game 4. And Javier's the first pitcher in baseball history to start multiple combined no-hitters in a career. He recorded the first 21 outs of the Astros combined no-hitter back on June of this year.
Stat of the day.
Here comes that
one.
Stat of the day. He doesn't go past the sixth inning. That's, you know, he reminds me, if you're old enough to remember, Sid Fernandez of the Mets. That guy was unhittable for the first five or six innings. Unhittable, it felt like. He probably took more no-hitters into the sixth inning. Now, he wouldn't finish a game, but he just had that ability to make you miss. But Javier throwing fastballs against a fastball team, do you keep him in? He had 97 pitches. I have no problem taking him out of the game. It's just a different, it's a different game, different strategy. And I know, you know, here's Dusty Baker. Well, I'll let you hear from Dusty Baker on why he pulled out his pitcher.
No, it's baseball in 2022. I mean, if I was the first guy to do that this year, as I recall, I think Dave Roberts had to do that with in L.A., you know, with Kershaw. Especially a young player, you think about his health and his career as much as you think about that game. Like I said, you know, we had a real fresh bullpen, extremely fresh bullpen, and one of the best bullpens around. So, you know, I had full faith that, you know, that they could do the job.
As a fan, I wanted to see him continue. Those days are done. You go into the seventh inning, maybe the eighth inning. You know, some of these pitching records in the World Series, they're not going to be touched ever again, it feels like, in our lifetime. It's just the difference of analytics, the strategy. There's no gut feeling. And then I wondered, if you left him in, now you got to win the game. And Dusty has never won the World Series as a manager. You got to, how do I manage this game? How do I still factor in the historical part of this? Or does that factor in at all? Which it probably doesn't. You just like, hey, got to take you out. That's it. You're not used to going this far or further. I'm taking you out. I don't know if he's going to pitch again in the World Series. He's their fourth starter. Unless it's maybe in a relief appearance in Game 7. But if he stayed in and then you lost the game, then what would we be saying about Dusty Baker? I think you have to look at it, and you can't look at what the end result was. In the moment, I understood it. You know, he doesn't go that. He, you know, there, certain pitchers have this line of demarcation, and for some reason, they go past it, and then trouble happens. I know your limitations. He's 25. He got in there. He was dominant, and he was unbelievable, and you take him out. Do I want the history? Sure. Now, when Roy Halladay was throwing a no-hitter for the Phillies, it was awesome to watch. You wanted to see somebody get the ball and not give it to anybody else. Those days are long gone. Yeah, Paul.
What about the danger of it going the other way? I think Javier in the bottom of the sixth, those three up, three down, three ground outs. He was perfect. He was not in any trouble, you know. And then you bring in the closers, the relievers. What if it went the other way and the closers, the relievers start giving it up? And you're like, this guy was throwing a no-hitter, and you pull him?
Yeah.
There's no perfect answer.
I think what Dusty did was the smart approach to this, because you're down 2-1. And this team, you know, the Phillies can get something started quickly. Go to your strengths. I know, and I'm not a big analytics fan, but if you're going to look at this and go, let me be smart here, he did the right thing. We'll talk to Al Leiter. He'll join us coming up here in a couple of minutes. Your phone call is always welcome. Seton, you got a poll question today.
You know who has a couple, Dan? Maybe even thrice?
Fritzy?
Poll questions thrice? Todd Fritz.
What the heck is going
on? What is going on? Must be the M drive.
Yeah, you got your Astros jersey on.
Combined no-hitter.
Yeah, okay.
Feeling good?
Yeah, all right.
Should we roll these out?
Yeah, let's go, Todd.
Okay. The Astros pitching performance last night was amazing and historic. Over-celebrated. Relax. It was a combined no-hitter. That would be the first one to think about.
Who thinks that it was a big deal last night? Paulie does? Marv does? Okay.
Kind of a big deal. And I'm an Astro fan.
Well, no, it's either a big deal or it's not. You can't do this fence stuff
you always do. Since it's only the second time in World Series history that there was a no-hitter, even if it was with other pitchers, that's a big deal.
Okay, well, then that's what the answer was.
But it's not like a huge deal because it wasn't just by one person.
Right. It's not like a huge deal. It's not like I remember where I was when that happened. It's not that big of a deal.
I'd hold on to the ticket stub if I was there, but I wouldn't be like, guess what this is? I expect to get $1 million for it. Come on,
right.
Easy.
What, Paulie?
I have a different poll question. It's a very semantic poll question.
Ooh.
Was that a no-hitter last night, yes or no? Was that a no-hitter last night?
Yes.
But people throw no-hitters? Doesn't a person throw no-hitter? Combined no-hitter is like...
Well, what's the definition say? Does it say that a person has to throw a no-hitter, not collectively we throw
like
a no-hitter?
It's almost like a triple-double. A triple-double is specific. A no-hitter is done by a single person.
How many hits did the Phillies get yesterday?
None.
No-hitter.
who had the no-hitter?
The Astros.
Can a team have a no-hitter?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they can.
But it's very qualified no-hitter.
Yes, it is.
It's not a no-hitter.
Welcome to 2022. Yes, Marv.
Now, I love the combined no-hitter because that means everybody was throwing gas.
Everybody gets to share in it, not just one pitcher.
Team sport.
Yeah, how greedy, how selfish
There's
of
no
you.
No eye in baseball.
Yeah, that you want to take the ball and not give it to anybody else. Yes, Todd.
Two things. First of all, the catcher should get more credit than all the combined pitchers. Secondly, I see where Paulie's going with that. The Phillies were no-hit last night. I don't know if a no-hitter was thrown.
Okay, that's
so
semantics.
I think that's what we're talking about.
Look at Paulie and Fritzy
online.
Yeah, come
on. It's okay.
Is there an eclipse happening or something?
The Phillies were no-hit. I just don't know if it was a no-hitter.
Well, then we should give credit to the Astros catcher.
More than the pitcher.
And the Astros catcher is who, Todd?
That would be Alan Ashby.
See? Didn't know, did you? Your team had a combined no-hitter, and you don't know the Astros catcher.
Maldonado?
You just said to give him credit.
I know.
But and you don't even know his name.
It was either Maldonado or Alan Ashby. It's got to be one of those guys.
Try to give him credit, but you don't even know who your catcher is.
Jim Pankowitz. It's one of those guys.
Yes, Paul.
It's like, who's the first man on the moon? Who is the first man on the moon? Neil Armstrong. But there's other people in the capsule. They didn't walk on the moon. It's almost like a group can't go to the moon. It has to be a person.
It takes a village, Paulie.
Right. But what about Buzz Aldrin?
What about the guy who did all the mathematics to get it up there? He never left his cubicle in Houston, but still did all the work.
It's like a group can't be the first people to summit Mount Everest. It had to be a person.
Well, they did give that to Sir Edmund Hillary.
BS.
And then the Tenzing, whatever, Norgay. The Sherpa. Yeah, Norgay. He didn't get any credit. He did all the work. He was carrying everything up there.
They were 10 feet away, and Hillary goes, hey, look at the view. And he ran up there.
put his hand up first.
Psych. Yeah. You there. Put my stuff down over that way. I'm going to the top.
Make me some tea. I'll be up here making history. Yeah.
You there, place my belongings over there.
Is that your English?
Yes, that's how Sir Edmund Hillary sounded when he summited.
Todd, what?
It appears Christian Vasquez is the one that was behind home plate for the historic night where the Phillies were no hit.
Wait,
I don't know why I thought it was Maldonado.
Was he the catcher, or you said it appears that
he was? Well, I didn't cheat or anything, but according to this SI story, it says Astros catcher Christian Vasquez earns an outsized piece of no-hit history, so that must be the guy. That would be a weird title.
You cheated. You
I did.
Looked
I looked
it up.
It up. I forgot the guy's name. I did. I was going to say Alex Trevino, but I knew it wasn't him.
See, you're trying to deflect here because you're a loser.
Christian Vasquez.
You had to cheat.
I know.
And here we are talking about the Astros.
Bob Nepper and Mike Lacoste, they were part of the whole pitching list.
You cheated.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
Real quick, after the game, when they decided who to interview, Fox, they interviewed the catcher, Christian Vasquez. They did not interview any of the pitchers.
And I have no problem with that. He did the catcher when Randy Johnson threw a no-hitter and he said, "Oh, come on, but you got to have my catcher on." Bobby Hammack. And we had both of them on. He wanted to give them credit. All right. So the Astros blanked the Phillies and you got game tonight, game 5, Astros, Phillies. Also, the Eagles will be at the Texans. Are the Commanders for sale? Kyrie, I guess, paid apology is what that was. All right, we'll take a break here. Just getting started on this Thursday. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America. Always love telling you about Panini America because there's always something going on. Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We invite you to check out their NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. One-of-a-kind digital cards. Also, they're available in packs or at Panini's public auctions. Those are located on the site. You'll find the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, featuring official products from the NFL, NBA, UFC, and now First time ever. FIFA World Cup NFTs available. PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. The NFTs feature the top players, all the big leagues around the world, and some of the all-time great footballers there. Panini NFT trading cards give collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, and rare inserts from every base pack. That's PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. The official trading cards and NFTs of The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Al Leiter joins us now. He won 3 World Series titles, once threw a no-hitter back in 1996 when he was with the Marlins. You can watch Al on MLB Central plus MLB Network's live coverage from the World Series. Gets underway today at 3 Eastern ahead of tonight's Game 5 on Fox. Al joins us on the program. Al, was that a no-hitter last night?
Yes, it was, Dan. No hits. Okay. We're not allowed by the Astro pitchers. I hear you. You know what? We just have to get past that. As a baseball fan, here's a guy who, in Game 5 of the 2000 World Series, I threw 143 pitches. We ended up losing to the Yankees, but I was so appreciative to this day that Bobby Valentine kept me in the game. Unlike last night, where there's a chance for Javier to come back and maybe in a Game 7. So it all plays in. Yeah, we lose potential great moments for probably the right move of not having a guy stay in. But likely he would have had to have thrown 130, 140 pitches if they kept him in to throw a no-hitter.
Yeah, I had no problem with what Dusty did. Dusty's got to win a World Series. Now, he doesn't have a managerial World Series. He doesn't give a damn about history. He doesn't want to be history from the standpoint of the Phillies, an improbable World Series victory. And I'm not a big analytics guy, but I think he made the right decision, obviously. In the moment, I thought, yes, you take him out. This kid's 25. He doesn't pitch usually past, you know, 6 or 7 innings. And no issue with it. And if you feel like your bullpen's ready to go, you know, he made the right move.
No, no doubt. And the bullpen being lined up, I mean, unless people really bear down on the Astros all year, and we know what kind of roster, I think before, the postseason, you probably would have figured, you know, the Dodger, Astros, I know the Yankees, you know, kind of at the end maybe went a little sideways, but I had no idea as good as Abreu has been. This guy is elite. Montero has found a home. Presley's been good. So, like, Dusty's got a lot of options. So when you have the ultimate 3 or 4 or 5 different options, he's got a couple starters that would likely start on other teams if they were on a club with Garcia or Katie. There's a lot there for Dusty. So, yeah, this is 100% was the right move.
How's this play out, Al?
Phillies have to win tonight. I do not see the Phillies going down to Houston winning 2 in a row. I just don't. First of all, the Astros are that good. And, you know, I was down just as a fan to watch Game 3. You know, Citizens Bank was amazing. Obviously, you know, he went from 5 home runs and blowing out the Astros to get no hit the next night. But there is an advantage. But the only advantage is that you have to get your crowd behind you. And in order to do so, you got to score early. You got to figure out a way to make it compelling so that you add a little more pressure to the opposing pitching staff. And we'll see. You know, Verlander's, he's going to the Hall of Fame. He's going to win another Cy Young. So I think he should have ice in his veins. And if there's a way that you can create an early run, that's what you try to do. But the Philadelphia, I mean, really exciting. Even just as a guy who once upon a time played, it was easy to kind of get caught up in the excitement of the home crowd.
We've made a lot out of Lance McCullers maybe tipping his pitches. How often does it happen?
I think it happens a lot. I think it depends on certain hitters. I'll give you a quick snapshot, Dan. When I was with the Blue Jays, Tito Gaston, our manager, who was a longtime hitting coach, he was excellent at picking up something. And then, therefore, once they found it, there were certain guys. Paul Molitor didn't want it. Like, there was multiple times where I would hear, like, Joe Carter or Robbie Alomar, a couple of the other guys that wanted the tip. And I would ask Molly, and he's like, no, I don't want it. Because if I know it's coming, I'm jumping out of my shoes, and I end up swinging at pitches that I normally wouldn't because I know it's coming. So there's a variety of different things that pitchers can do to alter just the smallest minutia of a delivery. And once you identify that, it's incredible how obvious it is. So I don't know. I don't know if McCullers didn't want to admit to it or, you know, but it looked to me that there was something going on. So, yeah.
If I'm the Phillies, I would have said, yeah, he was tipping. Like, I want to get into his head. I want him to go, wait, what was I doing? And then, you know, when he comes back, if there's, you know, Game 7, then all of a sudden he's up there thinking, that's what I want to do. We're talking to Al Leiter, MLB Network analyst. Your buddy Bruce Springsteen was at the game. Did you see him?
I saw that. No, but he was there last night. I was at Game 3. So, oh, my God. I watched and listened to the Howard Stern interview. I guess it was the first time that Bruce was ever on.
Yeah.
Did you watch it or hear it?
I heard a lot of it.
Oh, my God. What's fantastic. You know, just, well, Howard could pull it out of people, right? He can kind of disarm you, as you do. And I never heard Bruce like go into detail of some real personal stories. Yeah, I wish I was there last night to be able to go over and say hi to the boss.
And we have some exclusive audio of Bruce Springsteen when he was on our show.
Well, all right, come on now. Let's go, Phils. After she played Captain Man.
The Jersey Shore, State Parkway.
You know what bothers me? Okay, Springsteen baseball fan, Al, he said that he could throw the speedball by you. Why not say fastball?
He looked like a fool. Yeah, no, he couldn't. Okay. I joked with my kids because Bruce was very good to me over the years, you know, going to concerts and stuff. He was just great. And my kids, when they were little, I told them that he wrote that song for me. And my kids for the longest time, like, really? Yeah, because they knew I was like, you know, I would go to the concert. You know how, like, the crossover, you know, everybody being nice to people. And then I eventually, I'm like, no, he didn't sing that for me. I mean, Jesus.
All right. I know you got to go. I know you got to be on TV. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
By the way, Smoltz's on there. I think Smoltz's been doing great, and I'm not just sucking up. I really enjoyed listening to him breaking it down. I actually was texting my son. I was like, listen to this, man. He's got some good stuff.
Thanks, Al.
All right. See ya.
Al Leiter. You can watch Al on MLB Central plus MLB Network's live coverage from Citizens Bank Ballpark. Gets underway at 3 Eastern, headed tonight's Game 5. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know what
I mean? I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. John Smoltz set to join us. John was on the call last night. He'll be on the call again tonight. Johnny joining us from a golf course here and kind enough to join us. John, let me start with Dusty Baker goes out and takes out his pitcher. Can you plead your case that you want to stay into the game?
You allowing the guy to have a feel for the game in that point to get himself out of that game, either take him out much earlier, but once it got bases loaded, that's a very difficult spot to put anybody in. I don't care if a reliever has never given up a run. You come in with the bases loaded, no room for error. It was almost as if they anticipated that Pena was going to bunt, then they were going to bring in Alvarado. But every move has worked so far for Philly. It's hard to kind of criticize some of the moves, but last night was an impossible situation for one of their best pitchers.
Was that a no-hitter?
It was. It wasn't the no-hitter that, Don Drysdale pitched by any means, and his was a perfect game. But, you know, anytime you do something that is very difficult, whether it's five pitchers or two pitchers, it's a pretty incredible feat at this time of the year. You know, nobody had shut down the Philadelphia lineup. Nobody. No starting pitcher, no collective staff. And this was much needed for Houston. If they were going to win the series, they had to kind of punch the boys that were making a mockery of all the starting pitching at home.
You mentioned, I think, Don Drysdale, Don Larson through the
Don Larson.
Yeah,
sorry about
through,
that.
Through,
right.
through the perfect game. But you start to look at this. Is this just a one-off? Kyle Schwarber said, hey, I don't care if we got no hit. We lost a game. But how big of a loss is this, or how big of a win is this for the Astros?
I think it's a bigger win for the Astros. They have more depth, and they're more confident in their ability to pitch because they've done that all year. For the Phillies, just another loss. That's exactly what I would say. Whether you know, it's sometimes better to lose this way than lose by one run every time you get in a situation where you could answer a question like, what if this would have happened? So I think for really the Phillies, no big deal. They've got a tough task today. And if they get back on their offensive game plan and take care of mistakes, they'll be up 3-2 going in. But they're in a tough one when it comes to Justin Verlander being able to make adjustments from game to game.
But how does he make that adjustment? He didn't look good at all. He's never won a World Series game. What are the adjustments?
Well,
like, what's different for Justin Verlander?
The biggest thing is I think he'll realize mechanically what he has to do after those first nine he got out. He was on point. He was exposing the weaknesses of the Philly offense. And then whatever the delay or whatever happened, he got out of his mechanics, in my opinion, lost the command of his fastball. We saw last night when a man has his fastball going like Javier did, it's very difficult to hit. And Justin has the same capability with that four-seam fastball to expose the weaknesses of any hitter. He did it perfectly for nine innings. Sometimes you can be too passionate, want it too much. I'm not saying that he fell into that category, but when you have a 5-0 lead, that's a great feeling to have. And the next thing you know, you're in a tight game and you're answering the same question. So I'm sure he'll be paying attention to those details because Justin Verlander is one of the best.
Was Lance McCullers tipping his pitches game three?
I think there was a portion of which he was tipping. I don't think it's where everybody was making it out. There's a lot of experts at home. They can freeze their TV, see things that they think they're seeing. But the reality is, out of the stretch, with the glove, that's possibly the way that you can eliminate. If you can eliminate one pitch at a time or one pitch in a repertoire, you've got a huge advantage. But let's be honest, and I think he said it well, he left a lot of pitches in the zone. Even if you know it's coming and you execute your pitch, you're going to get outs. He struck out five guys. He got nine or eight in a row out of the windup. So I would say that out of the stretch, yes, there was a probably with the glove. That's the common fault of a pitcher, is you tilt your glove one way or another. Once you know one pitch, you can eliminate the other. And I think there was no doubt that they were sitting on pitches. And let's be honest. The other thing with this pitch selection, when you don't throw a fastball to a left-hander or one, you can eliminate it. And I think if he pitches again, he has to change and have confidence in his fastball, because he's a dynamic pitcher that loves the moment, and it's a one-off for him. So he got into a little bit of a funk.
How does this play out, John?
Well, you know what? I think the biggest thing that these teams have been able to show is punch, counterpunch. I think the team that wins two in a row is going to win it. I mean, that sounds corny, but nobody has lost two in a row in about 30 games or 25 games. This advantage always has been a little bit given to the Houston Astros. Once the rainout happened, you could make the argument that Philly closed the gap because they could use pitchers differently. But the team that is the most patient or allows their starter to go a little bit deeper now is going to have an advantage of not running those guys out all the time. The more you see relievers in a postseason, the better it is for the offense. The less you see them and the more you can use high leverage, the better it is for that team.
Where are you playing golf today?
Lanark. I think I'm saying it right. This is where the first PGA stroke play championship happened. So there's a little bit of history here. Greens are great. I'm having a time of my life because I never thought I'd get this kind of weather in the postseason. You know, it's a good pregame ritual. Get my golf in, stay locked in, and then enjoy the great seat that I have in the booth.
But did you play golf before a start in any playoff game?
Not a start, but I did play golf on the road in the World Series, in the playoffs. I didn't change any of my routines when it was in between. And if I was a closer, once I was for 3 years, yes, I did play golf the day of the game, because you don't know if you're going to get in. And if I can't get three outs at 10 o'clock at night, then something's wrong.
Great to talk to you again, John. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.